Right, we're continuing. That actually isn't Unhindered. It's the new title, Unhinged. I come to the first service and you would say it's very apt for that congregation that we're all unhinged. But no, Unhindered. And also, I just want to thank the 11th to 14s have come to listen, just to see what Big Church is about, or a little bit. So they know what I kind of speak in. So it's going to be short and point, right to the point. All right, so 2 minutes later, I'll be closing in prayer. Right. Hey, thanks for that, Mike. Right, what is joy to you? We're going to be talking a bit about peace, but the passage I'm going to be talking about is about joy. What do you think about? What makes you joyful? Have a little think. Well, I didn't want you to shout out. I just wanted you to think, Mrs. Greenwood. There's always someone who goes above their station, isn't there? Right. Now, that's a good one. I like that one. But there's a lot of things that make us joyful. Like for me, being welcomed by my dog, Wesley, when I walk in through the door and get my face licked. That gives me joy. Or if you're walking through Black Park and you hear in the distance loads of children just shouting and everything, and they're up in the trees in the Go Ape, that brings me joy. Or being pulled up by a year one for my grammar. Mr. Morris, it's not branch, it's branch. This is a six-year-old. Or knowing your son did what Harry Kane, Mo Salah and Haaland haven't been able to do at the King Power Stadium this season. Ask me later. These are things that give us joy. And I was going to get a little bit of music, but we couldn't get it off the internet. The actual song is called Joy. And it's by a band called After the Fire. Now, they're no longer around. This song was about nearly 45 years ago when I was just a teenager. Yeah, don't look old enough, you're right. This song is called Joy, and it's an instrumental. It's absolutely brilliant. I saw them play at Guildford Civic Hall, 1981. I know, I remember it well, because afterwards my knees were all bruised. The reason being is I was at the front next to the stage in the mosh pit, and it was so ecstatic. I was so joyous. They were a kind of a Christian band. Andy Piercy, the lead singer and the bass player, he then became the worship director at Holy Trinity Brompton, and he does worship sessions. He's well in his 60s now. He's a little bit older than me. But that gave me great joy. There are lots of things that give us great joy. And I'm going to read the passage. It's from Philippians 4, verse 2 onwards. I plead with Euodia, I plead with you, Cynthia, to agree with each other in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellow, help these women who have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, think of such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Contentment. Peace is a matter of accepting God's hand what he sends, because we know that he is a good God and wants to give good gifts to his children. I need to say to the youngsters or anybody under the age of 11, I have a competition for you. I am going to say a lie from the pulpit. And I want you to come back to me afterwards and tell me what it was. So that means, actually, I'll spread it out to everybody. All right, I'm going to say one thing that definitely isn't true. There is a prize. And those online as well, the Williamsons family, you can text me later, see if you got it right. For us, we are made up of senses. We have senses. We have six senses. We have seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. We have all of those, but there is another one. Common. Do we have common sense? Sometimes we have all those senses. They're like an orchestra of our lives. And if you go to, say, the festival hall and you hear a brilliant orchestra made up of the woodwind, the strings, the percussion, they make a brilliant noise. They have the music in front of them. They make a brilliant noise. But the baton waver, the guy at the front or the lady at the front, the conductor, just makes it that little bit better. Kind of puts sense to all the orchestra. And a little bit like our senses, God gives us a brain to make those senses, to make sense of our lives. God takes us to another level, like the orchestra is taken to another level by the conductor. Now, over the last few weeks, we've been going through Philippians. And I just wanted to just clarify a little bit of what we've been doing about. Philippians 1 verse 6 says this, that he began a good work in you. He will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. He has started a brilliant work in you, and he's going to finish it. I find that really encouraging because I know, and I've got people in my own family who have accepted Jesus into their lives. He has started a work in their lives. And I do know that they are going to be completed. He is going to complete what he wants to complete in their lives. It's a little bit like at home, I am to DIY what a like maybe a chocolate mug or a concrete cushion. I'm really not that good. But last week, our Dyson, other vacuums are available. Our Dyson was falling off the wall. I thought, I'm going to fix that straight away. And I did. Got a matchstick. Guy, got a matchstick. Put it in, screwed it back in again. Tops. The wife didn't know. Until I said it. And there's lots of things that are not completed in my house, but that's the one I was really pleased about. He will complete what he has started. And then Philippians 2, verse 5. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, having the same mind as Jesus. And that kind of goes all the way through the book of Philippians. And then Philippians 3, 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven. This life is just but a stepping stone. I know that sounds quite flippant, but it is. If we really mean business with God, this is just a stepping stone. And then just to take it a little bit further into Philippians 4, verse 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. He's going to give you everything. All that you need. Not all that you want. all that you need. I just wanted us to take a little closer look at the verses that we've just read through. Verse 4. Constant joy. Verse 4. It says this: rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. When I was growing up, I went to Sunday school, and we went at the right time of the day on a Sunday, which was 4 o'clock. My mum and dad used to run a Sunday school for our national children's home that was just down the road. So we had about 30 or 40 children used to come on a Sunday afternoon. And my dad had this little saying, joy. Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. Some of you might know that. Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. And we used to sing a song that goes exactly with this verse. Now, I'm going to push the boat out here a bit, and I'm going to see if you'd like to sing it with me. I will guide you, okay? We're going to do it in the round. So we're going to have this side of the congregation and this side, okay? I hope you get with this, people online. Just join in. Okay, it goes. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Brilliant. Whoa! I think I might sit down. I think somebody knows it. Then it goes. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Going to be easy. So this group, you're going to start off, okay? And then when you get to the second bit, you carry on, and then you start the first bit, okay? And then it's called the round. Do you get that? So are we ready this? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Well done. Rejoice in the Lord always, in everything, absolutely everything. Then it takes a bit further on into verse 5. Constant joy shown in external evidence. Let your gentleness be evident to all. That you would have a proper testimony before your family, your friends, the people around you. That you would be mindful of others. Mindful of others. Thinking of people before yourself. Remember that joy. Jesus first, yourself last, others in between. Then into verse 6, a rising reliance. Ooh. With a rising reliance, this is what it says. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, and present your requests to God, trusting and resting on Him for everything. A rising reliance. And then into verse 7. And this we come from joy to peace. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, giving way to a promised peace that sometimes is pretty perplexing. But it's persistent. We don't understand the peace of God sometimes. Quite often we don't. because it's just amazing. Sometimes we get like a little hint of it every so often. Constant joy, shown in external evidence with a rising reliance, giving way to a promised peace, which is both perplexing and persistent. And then it goes on, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think of such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Live life that God wants for you. Let yourself be influenced by God. These days, so many people are influenced. It's not just young people who are influenced by people on the internet, on Instagram, on Twitter. It's us as well. Like, for instance, Ronaldo, the world-famous football player, he has 596 million followers on Twitter. 596 million. He has some influence. Let yourself be influenced by God. I'm going to read a hymn out to you, or the verse of it. It's called "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Probably a lot of you would know it. It goes like this, first verse. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And this was written by a guy called Joseph Scriven. And it was a poem that he wrote in 1855, and he wrote it to his mum, who was in Ireland, and he was in Canada, and it was to encourage her. How many of us, when things happen to us, go to prayer straight away? Prayer is an amazing thing. Quite often in the past, I wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and my mum always used to have a go at me. She said, "Paul, you're a bit mardy, and if you start praying and you fall asleep, that's not really that good, is it?" But I don't think that is. Last night, I woke up at 3:30, as I do, and I prayed for my whole street. I'm a bit of a nosy parker. I know most of the people down my street. So I prayed for 53 people last night, 3:30 in the morning. I tell you, I fell asleep straight away. But I managed to get them all in before I dozed off. A prayerless heart breeds an anxious mind. It says this in 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And then in the Psalms, Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. So when things come, when problems come, and your joy is affected, or your peace, your contentment is affected, pray first. Pray first. Have a lovely friend who lives down our road. I was walking around the fields with my dog, and she was walking around the fields with her dog, and we were just talking about things, and she's had a lot of problems. And I asked her, "What actually keeps you going?" She said, "My faith, in God." And it's almost like she has this peace, this joy that runs through her life, like a baseline. And the stuff going up and down like that, a bit like when you're put on a heart machine. It's going like this, but you've still got that baseline going right through your life. And that's the same for us. God's peace, God's joy in our lives, even if things are going absolutely crazy, up and down. And as I've said, the walk of a Christian is not that it is done in secret. We need to put it out there. We need to tell people about it. We need to show people who we are in Jesus. God virtually should, we should manifest and evident in our lives, like a spotlight in the world. And when we are grateful to God in our circumstances, we can experience gentle peace in the midst of tribulation, the steady base in our lives. And that list that it does from verse 8, finally, brothers, and it goes on, whatever is true, whatever is noble, think on these things. Dwell on these things. I mean, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. We all need it. Joy and peace. And then he says at the end, and the peace of the God of, and the God of peace will be with you. Joy is based on confidence that God is in control. If we really mean business with God, he is in control. We can trust him. Sometimes it's easy. It's easy for me to say that. And I have problems with that. But I'd like to think that I do think that God is definitely in the control of my life and the people around me. Let's just pray, shall we? Lord, I pray that we would have joy in our lives. That you would be right in the center of our lives. That we would have a constant joy that is shown in an external evidence of you in our lives. And with that rising reliance, that trust, that hope in you, that gives way to a promised peace in our lives. I pray that we would have that in our lives, each and every one of us. Amen.